It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Coming up in 15 minutes, we've got your dummy of the day. It involves a gorilla flasher. What is that? We'll explain. So, Alex, how long has it been since you've actually talked to your parents and your family? Like months, right?
Like November 26 or something like that.
Holy crap. Now, did you see him for Thanksgiving?
I did, and then we got in a fight the Monday after, which I've just talked about, like, the fact that we were fighting. I didn't say, like, what it was over or anything because that's personal, but I have kept you up to date with, like, what's been going on. So for all of, like, the holidays and stuff, they didn't really reach out to me too much, and so that hurt me. And then recently, my dad finally kind of reached out, but my mom didn't. And so that hurt my feelings. I just felt like, okay, well, clearly you guys aren't on board with each other. Like, you're saying, you know, that you miss me and all this, but my mom isn't. And so with my dad, my ex had actually told him, hey, I think the right move here is that you guys need to apologize to Alex so that she will talk to you. So then my dad texted me an apology, right? Well, yesterday, my dad was texting me, and he sent me a picture of my mom and said, this lady misses you. And I wrote back and I said, like, well, she has a funny way of showing it. And because she hasn't said anything to me. And he was just like, well, I don't know, like, what that means, but I think that she would call you tonight if you wanted her to. And I was like, no, because I don't like, what I don't like is that I have to keep telling my parents, this is what you need to do. You need to say sorry. You need to, like, call me or check on me or anything. Like, everything they've done, they're, like, asking me first. I'm like, why don't you just do it? Like, you're the parent. Like, I feel like you should do it, which I've talked about before. So what happened yesterday was, after I said, like, no, like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm not going to talk to her on the phone because I want it to be their own idea to reach out to me. My mom texted me last night. I haven't responded yet. She said, hello, Lulu, which is my nickname from her.
I was like, your name, since I've known you, has been Alex. Yeah. Who is this Lulu?
My mom calls me Lulu. So she said, hello, Lulu. This is Mom. I would like to know if you are willing to let your dad and I treat you to brunch at the Cheesecake Factory on your birthday. We hope you will accept. Love, Mom. And I am conflicted because my birthday is Saturday. So she's talking about this coming Saturday. I'm conflicted on if I should accept that or not, because clearly the only reason she texted me is because of what I had said to my dad.
I think it wasn't her
own idea.
Why wouldn't you accept it?
Because it just hurts my feelings.
That's her, like, reaching out.
Well, I know, but she reached out because I said to my dad, basically, like, she should be reaching out. Why hasn't she? She has a funny way of showing it.
I think sometimes people need to be told flat out what they need to do,
yeah,
for someone else. Your mom may forgive or may, you know, come to terms with stuff differently than you do. So she might not know the right way to come to you.
833-JOE-ALEX. This brings up a good question. I mean, should Alex go to the brunch for the breakfast on her birthday? Should she meet her parents? She's only talked to her dad via text, and then her mom not really at all since 3 months ago. 833-563-2539. Like, I don't know your whole situation, Alex, and that's fine, because, like, I'm not your therapist. Just, like, you don't know, well, actually, you kind of know all my details, but for the most part, that's right, and I don't know everything. I just see one side of a story, and that being said, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying, for the sake of family.
Right.
It sucks to even have to admit you're sorry or you're wrong if you're not, but I really pray that you decide to go. I hope you do that, and I hope your guys' relationship is restored, because family, at the end of the day, is all that you really got. Friends can be family too, but I'm saying that is so important to try to work through it, and I'm hoping that, I don't know, I kind of want you to budge too in this. I don't think you're going to. It's just, I just don't want anything to ever happen, Alex, where it's like, I wish I would have fixed this problem with my mom or my dad or whoever that person could be, fill in the blank. So,
but, like,
and I'm not saying I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah, I know. If I go, though, you know I'm going to be starting my birthday off, like, crying. Like, I know my mom is just as much of a crier as me.
Maybe you need to cry and get this crap out there.
In public, on my birthday?
You'll get the meal for free, I guarantee it. Do it. Cry, 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 cry.
Yeah, and also you'll have your favorite dessert there waiting for you if you do end up crying. Cheesecake.
That's true.
But I also just think that forgiveness is so important, and you don't forgive someone 7 times. You forgive them 777 times.
Oh, live with the
hype. I think that's important. Also, if it is really crappy, then later that night, we'll go get you some seafood and we'll make you feel better.
That is a good point.
Yeah, we'll have you black out and do a big thing of crawfish. Just whatever your girl needs. All right, let's kick it off with Mike. Mike, should Alex go to this brunch?
No, she shouldn't.
Why?
It's more of the principle of things. Like, your mother should want to reach out to you and apologize and fix the relationship. From what it sounds like, her mother is only doing this because her dad wants to fix the relationship.
That's how I feel.
And it just seems like that she's not actually trying it. Doing it to make her husband happy and not so much Alex.
Mike, let me flip it. Then Liv has something too. But then, like, isn't this exactly the same thing? Like, Alex isn't doing anything. It seems like her dad's trying to put the olive branch out there between both of them. I know Alex is the daughter, but I'm just saying, when two like donkeys don't want to move, like something's got to give. Somebody's got to give. Somebody has to say I'm sorry.
I mean, you can see it from both sides, but it seems like if Alex feels like she was wronged in that situation, it shouldn't be her responsibility to say sorry.
Right, no, and I don't think that going to this brunch has to be you apologizing, Alex. I think it's just you hearing them out for what they have to say to you. I don't think you have to apologize. I don't think that they deserve an apology from you. I think that they should apologize to you, but just hear them out. And I also think, why would her dad say, like, she's missing you if your mom wasn't missing you?
Well, here's the thing. What I know is that the picture was old. So it wasn't like he just took it.
Your dad had stock photos?
Yes. No, what I'm saying is the picture is not from yesterday. He found a picture that he has of my mom, sent it to me, and then said she misses you. That doesn't mean anything about, like, if she actually does.
But you can't assume that. Your mom could be crying every single day since it happened.
Yeah.
You know? You just don't know.
Right.
Amber's on the Joe and Alex show. Amber, what should Alex do? Should she go to this brunch?
She should. She should just accept her mom for who she is. She already knows that this is how she is. So just be cordial and not necessarily bring it up.
That's
bring it up? That's like the whole reason we'd be meeting. I mean, we haven't spoken in 3 months about this one particular issue. Like, it's obviously going to have to be discussed.
Well, you can discuss it, but you still have to. I mean, you're both obviously kind of stubborn about the situation, and it's fine, but you can agree to disagree with your parents and still, like, go try to find some resolution and move forward as a family. It's not easy. I have a similar situation, too, but I just accept for my mom for who she is and, you know, have those 2 hours of conversations with her and then move on.
That's exactly right, Amber. Like, it doesn't mean that you're wrong, but sometimes, like, I've learned even in therapy, I gotta accept I can't change anybody. I can't change Alex, Porkchop, or Liv. I can't change my mom, my grandma, their flaws or things. Just like people really can't change me. So you have to say, do I want to love them? Do I want to get past that?
Right.
Hold on, let's go to the phone this morning and talk to, it looks like a family coach, probably gonna butcher your name. Is it a Calvavine?
Cavillin.
Yeah, that was totally wrong. Cool.
Ooh, you're a family coach? Okay. What's your advice?
You want to consider what you actually want to have your outcome be.
Okay.
When we get hurt in a situation, and I don't know your backstory because I didn't hear that part of the conversation, but when we get hurt in a situation with family, we have expectations of them that are sometimes unrealistic.
Mm.
And when you said, like you said, what you wanted, and then they offered it to you, and now you kind of don't want it,
yeah.
It seems like you're still stuck in the hurt part.
Yeah, that makes sense. So then how do I get out of that?
So you have to figure out what you actually want. So like, what if you had a magic wand and moving forward, what you wanted? What is that picture?
What do you
like
want, Alex? Tell us now.
That's such a hard question because there's so many
things. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would have to think about that. But that's really good advice.
Hey, thank you for calling
so
in this morning.
This might be the first step.
All right. So, and you know what they say, the first step's the hardest. I mean, the biggest thing, like, I learned in therapy, I think you said the same thing too, Liv. It's like, once you finally figure out what the dang problem is, you're like, oh, crap, I actually have to do work to try to solve it.
First cut is the deepest, baby.
Oh, crap, we're making her cry again.
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding.